have a few guilty pleasures in my life, and one of them happens to be watching the reality television show Millionaire Matchmaker. I'm glad you're laughing, because that means some of you have actually watched the show and you join me in my guilty pleasure. For those who have not seen the show, let me tell you a little bit about it. Again, I'm a bit embarrassed that I know so much. But the Millionaire Matchmaker, her name is Patty Stanger. And what she does is she finds eligible men and women in Los Angeles and now New York, and she tries to find them the perfect match. But she is a harsh matchmaker. As many of you know, when she finds an eligible bachelor or bachelorette, and she determines that they need a makeover, well, she doesn't use her words kindly. She expects them to get a makeover. And then, on a different level, if she determines that the person is immature, she tells the person, grow up. But I have to give Patty some credit, because what she does do is, with every one of her clients, she sits down with them and asks themselves the question, what do you look for in a potential mate? And if the client answers, I'm only looking for physical beauty, she says, you're not ready for my club. Come back to me when you're ready, but you can't possibly just look for someone based on their physical attributes. She asks the person to think about the values they're interested in, the personal characteristics that they're looking for in a potential mate for life. She asks the person to look just a bit deeper. Now, I know if you're just watching the surface level of the show, you might not see that inner meaning, but it's true. She, in fact, kicks people out of her club if they're not ready to find true love. Some of you might know that we have our Jewish Love Day coming up in just a few days. It's a minor holiday called Tu B'Av, the 15th of Av. It happens to fall on August 15th this year. And what we're told is that there were two days during the Jewish calendar in which the women would come out in the vineyards and dance for the men. So basically, two matchmaking days during the calendar year, one of them being Yom Kippur, and the other day being the day coming up in just 2 days, Tu B'Av. And what would these ladies do? They would come out in the vineyards, they would dress all in white, and they would sing in unison. They would ask the men, in fact, the Mishnah, which I'm quoting, is found in your study source on the back of your pew bulletin. You can either follow along now or look a little bit later. But the women would ask the men to cast their eyes not upon beauty, but rather cast their eyes upon the God-fearing women among the vineyard. And then if you look a little bit further, if you read the Gemara, the Talmud, the commentary on the Mishnah, we learn a little bit more about this ritual. Why would the women all wear white? We're told that not only do they look the same, or at least as much as they can look the same in wearing the same clothing, but the high priest, the highest official, he would ask his daughter to give her white clothing to the deputy of the high priest, their daughter. And then so on and so on. The deputy of the high priest's daughter would give her white clothing to a regular priest's daughter. And then to just a regular person in the land, showing that each person, each woman dancing in the field, was no greater than the other. Not only did they not look greater than the other, but the women themselves, they certainly did not feel inferior to another woman looking for her match. It's such an interesting idea. When you're out looking for a potential soulmate, when you're out looking for the person you want to spend the rest of your life with, What you're trying to do is ask the other person, don't look at my outer physicality. In fact, I'm going to show you a blank slate. All of the women are going to look the same. Rather, ask yourselves the deeper questions. What family do I come from? What are my values? What are my hopes and my dreams? Cast your eyes not upon the clothing that I wear, but rather about the inner beauty that sits within my soul. It's a beautiful matchmaking process. Now, I don't know what has a better percentage. I don't know if Patty Stanger with Millionaire Matchmaker does better, or if the rabbis in the Mishnah did better. That I can't tell you. But I do think that the essence of the matchmaking is the same. Cast your eyes not upon merely physicality. And by the way, the Mishnah understands that chemistry is important in making a match. It does not deny that there's physical attraction between people and that that leads to coupling. But rather, look further. Maybe that's an initial thought, but then cast your eyes upon what is important. Someone's inner soul, someone's shared dreams and hopes, and hopefully common values. And when we choose to do that, I can't help but quote one of our favorite songs from Fiddler on the Roof. It's perhaps then where we can sing with confidence. If you know the song, I'm not going to sing, but recite it with me. Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch. Matchmaker, matchmaker, look in your book and make me the perfect match. Shabbat Shalom. Happy